Sam better not call me.
So it's been quite the week, quite the end of the month.
It's been a month, bro.
It's been a shit month. I'm talking about like the end of the month, like the end.
Oh, way to end the month, like
yeah.
Well, we have Roe v. Wade.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Pure American Podcast. Sorry, if you're new here, subscribe. Sorry for the late upload. Tristan and I had some busy weeks and some unexpected things that happened. But we're here.
You need to tell me the story about the CO later.
Yeah.
Not CO, the fucking CC.
Yeah, I will.
And there's Sam. No.
So, yeah, it's been quite the week. I say the week because you had Uvalde, like information in regards to Uvalde come out, and then
yeah,
you had...
I didn't know about any new stuff.
Dude, okay, you haven't seen the pictures? These people are... Okay, so...
I haven't been on social media.
That's true. I got another strike, so I'm on an account warning again.
I'm banned from live again.
I don't have a ban yet, I just got a warning. I got that annoying orange... thing right yeah, in the like when you click
warning
yeah oh, every yeah, time I click I an account that. Anyway, so you know how they waited like 77 minutes, right?
Yeah, to go and okay it.
Yeah, so the police chief, I made a whole video on it because from the sounds of it was this guy's a horrible leader. He makes up excuses. He doesn't know what he's doing. He still doesn't. This isn't changing the fact of anything, but he's like saying that they were waiting to, officers were trying to unlock the door and they couldn't get in, so they're waiting on a key. That's one of the reasons why it took so long. They weren't. They were just sitting in a hallway with like ballistic shields, rifles.
Oh, full I did body see armor, that photo.
Just
I did
standing see that there. Photo. Just not doing anything. And for everyone who's like, oh, well, you still can't get in, bro, like the fire department has crowbar type deals. I don't remember the actual name
of it. Sawzall will cut through damn near anything.
Well, still, it's like they have a specific tool to jack open those type of doors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know, in case of an emergency. And all of a sudden it come out, so the chief was lying and all this stuff, which is, dude, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but there's got to be something going on there because is that they got that going on? Dude, they were arresting like one of the officers' wife was a teacher. Yeah. Who wanted to go in?
They tased someone, I think. I don't know if that's true, but I think I saw it on Facebook. They tased one of the parents that was just like, no, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Broke through the line, was running. They tased his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Dude, and so there's a story of this one officer whose wife was a teacher or something like that. And she's like, I've been shot.
In either way.
No, she's like, I've been shot. And so this guy was like, I'm going to try and do something, the officer. And they had to physically drag him out of the scene and take his gun away from him.
That's, I don't know. I know there's this one lady that like jumped the fence. Props to her. She straight up jumped the fence, barreled all the way into the.
You're talking about Supermom?
Yeah, took out her, I think it was either her son and his friend or her two kids and their friend. But I was just like, yeah, props. Why the hell did they tase that other dude for wanting to do the same damn thing?
No idea, bro.
Just such a weird situation. You have all the conspiracies that are going on, too.
Because they're destroying the building, too.
Well, yeah, but you have the conspiracies about, like, the Buffalo shooting and then the school shooting. And people are just like, yeah, man, it's the government. I'm like, I don't think they're a part of the CIA, but...
Something's weird there, though, Tristan.
No, something's weird.
Like, something's weird.
The shit I was seeing on Twitter and on Facebook, it was like, oh, yeah, fucking, they're like, they gotta be some sort of fed or something. The shooters were feds, that's why they weren't shot.
Right.
They weren't killed. And I'm like, I don't think, no... Because even wasn't the school shooter, didn't he shoot himself or was he shot by the police?
You know what? I gotta look that up now.
Because the Buffalo shooter was not killed. I know that.
Did he surrender though?
I can't remember. I do not know. But yeah, that whole thing is just like, And everyone's just like, oh, the conspiracy. How did an 18-year-old get, like, two Daniel Defenses priced at over $5,000? And they're just making up bullshit, too. They're just like, yeah, he had a brand new, like, Ford F-250. But in reality, he had, like, a 2006 5.4 Triton fucking F-150. And it was, like, old as hell. I was just like, dude, y'all are coming up with so much shit that's not credible.
I can't. I don't understand what... Yeah, for Daniel Defense Rifles. Okay. I can't figure out if he killed himself or not.
It's not telling you?
This is like... It's always just about the shooter, about the shooter, about the shooter. Like, I just... I want to know...
Let's see.
That's why I can't remember. Oh, he was killed. He was inside the school for more than an hour before he was killed.
Yeah, I don't think it's a whole entire, like, CIA op thing.
No, but this one's so fishy, far-fetched. Bro. Like, I get, okay, well, yeah. I get, right, you don't want to go back into the school or, so you know, the place where something like that happens, right? But you're going to tear down that whole building and build something right back on top of it.
Call of Duty Warzone, now playable. Huh. Yeah, no, shit just popped up. That's ironic. The new update's
called. But you know what I'm saying, though? Because it's like, it's weird. And for those of y'all who, like, me and Tristan are like the least conspiracy. We are not conspiracy theorists whatsoever.
We find them funny.
Zero. Yeah.
We find them to make us think a lot. Like, yo, like, that actually, like, somewhat clicks. They're fun to listen to, but we don't believe in that shit.
Most of the time, we're not big conspiracy guys, but there's something fishy here. But, dude, so, like, I don't know how you would see it, but these police officers, dude, something needs... I don't know what's going to happen with them, but something needs to happen. Like, I don't know if jail time...
Every time we've tried to... You would have to jail time the whole entire police department, including the chief. You know it's just going to go into, oh, well, we're going to do some sort of police reform for this precinct. And it's just like, it's not going to do anything. That doesn't solve what already happened. They did not go into the school. More children died. It's like, I don't know. It's just a shitty situation that could have been prevented if cops actually did their fucking job.
Yeah, and for those of you who are thinking, oh, Tristan, Zach, you guys are Republican or right wing. You should be pro cops. I am pro good police officers.
Yeah, I am cops. Not. Doesn't mean I have to fucking like them.
Yeah,
like,
it does not.
When a cop pulls in behind me because I was speeding, I'm not like, ooh, yippee, yay.
Yeah.
$400 ticket. No.
Definitely not going to give these guys a pat on the back for what they did with this. Like, somebody's action, and ultimately, if you want to point the blame to somebody, it's got to be the leader, so we'll say the chief. Somebody's action led to the death of 19 children, dude. 19 children.
It's like, because they were there almost immediately, too.
Like, 77 minutes, those dudes stood in the freaking hallway with ballistic shields, just body armor.
Like, shots go
patrol
off.
Rifles. I mean, kitted out, dude. Like, kitted out. And just stood there. Didn't do anything. Didn't try to do anything. Like I said, chief said that they tried to open up the doors. They looked at the security footage. Oh, they didn't try to do that.
Well, I saw something on Facebook, and it was like someone said it was a report, and it's on Facebook, so I don't know how credible it is. But someone said, like, oh, yeah, well, the reason why, and it was supposed to be someone, like, within power in that county, was like, yeah, the cops aren't trained for that. Why the fuck aren't they trained for that?
It's an active shooter situation. It's not exclusive to schools.
It's like, that's one thing that they should be... Like, if you're going to learn how to do anything, it should be, like, active shooters. Anyone can learn how to, you know, do a... Like, a stop. Like, a police stop. You pull someone over. Traffic violations, whatever. Anyone can learn how to do that. But when there's an active shooter, you need to learn how to do that shit. You need to learn how to do it well. Like, when I was at the mall in, what was it, like 2013 or 14, when that shooter was going off at Clackamas County Mall in Oregon, cops were there, and they were in that bitch, like, immediately. It's just, I stormed that shit.
That's the other thing, too, bro. Like, if there are kids behind, I don't care if it's, like, vibranium for any of you Marvel fans out there. A vibranium wall between you and those kids, and they're getting hurt. I feel like you would do whatever you can in your power to figure out, either dig under that sucker, go around it, jump over it, or barrel straight through it. You're figuring out a way to get on the other side of that door or the other side of that wall.
If the Mexicans can do it, why can't the police?
And it's definitely not taking those 77 minutes, neither. Mm-mm. You're figuring that stuff out, bro, and you're doing that quick.
That's the thing, too. It's like, they weren't even, like... I saw photos of the police outside of the school. They weren't looking through the windows or anything like that. And yeah, maybe there wasn't enough vantage points to put, like, a marksman up on a roof over there.
Well, the room numbers were one in the ones. Things like 111 and 112, something like that. Typically speaking, one means first floor.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking about. Because, I mean, no one is... It's always, like, 111, 211, 311. There's no, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 111 all
over the 85th floor. I'm taking a step ladder or something to the window of that room, if there is a window. Like, that's something
more
like
you than could enough windows. You could put someone on each side or each window. They had more than enough.
Get up to the room of the freaking classroom or the windows of that classroom and just dink right through it. One shot to the suspect block. As John Operator would say.
It's just so fucked up to think about. It's just like, yeah, the cops were inside the school and they heard probably screams and gunshots going off. And they just fucking sat there. And even then, like, you can't really, like, yeah, the cops were the ones sitting there. The chief wasn't in there. But the chief's the one that told them to sit there. The chief didn't give them the motion to move up.
He was on the scene.
Was it?
He was on the scene.
And yeah, but he wasn't in the school. And a lot of people are blaming, like, the cops, I guess, that were in the school. I really can't blame them because, I mean, you can morally, because you would think as a cop you would rush in there regardless of what your chief says and what you would get reprimanded with.
Well, in this video that I made, shameless self-plug, basically...
Fatty Actual?
No, it's not that anymore. It's Z.Lake.
Oh, at Z.FattyActual.
No, I'm trying to lose weight. Shut up. You're literally riffing... was it a puff bar?
Z.FattyWeightWatchersActual.
You're literally part Asian. You are literally part Asian.
I eat dogs. Let's go.
You sing your national anthem when you walk into Panda Express.
Yeah, it sounds like bing bong, hang it, hang
it, hang it. Oh, God, we're in trouble.
Sounds like a Honda starting up.
Anyway, he goes like, so he carries two radios on him, I guess. One's like a campus radio, and the other one's, you know, you're probably your interagency radio, you know, like your bigger one. And the big one's got a whip on it, and he says it's like it's – real, this was like a while ago when he came out this, before they said, well, you lied, you know what I mean? He goes, it's really annoying, and the, you know, the antenna is really long and it's uncomfortable, so he kind of just like left that, and the other one just kind of fell off, so he had no radio. And then he's like, I ran in there and he didn't know who was in charge of the scene, and I was like, you know, well, maybe if you had your radio on there, you'd be able to hear if somebody's making scene commands. And if they're not, I would assume you being the highest ranking, you know, member of your agency there would probably be in command.
Was it just cops there? Did they have, like...
I have no idea.
I don't think there was SWAT there. SWAT would have went in.
I thought, who was it? Which one was the one where the Border Patrol guy ran in there and killed the guy? Was that this one?
No, I think that's that one, yeah. I think that's the Valde.
Oh, now I gotta look it up. Hold on. Get who... killed the
that dude got shot in the head too.
Valde shooter. Oh, wow, he got placed on leave. The chief got placed on leave. Oh no. So, okay. Fact check. Who was the officer who killed the Valde school shooter? Okay. No, it says PolitiFact's ruling false. It wasn't an off. Said it's a viral Facebook post. The man who killed the Uvalde Texas school shooter wasn't even an on-duty police officer. It's false. Here's why. As questions mount over the police response to the Uvalde Texas school shooting, some Facebook users are signaling out one brave father for taking extraordinary measures in Robb Elementary School, but they're also botching his story.
So you don't really know what's true.
Well, no, hold on. I'm trying to think. So there was a guy, there was some dad, who was an off-duty Border Patrol agent. It says whose wife and daughter were in the school during the attack. At the end of the Facebook post, the author writes, he then evacuated his wife and daughter, went back in and shot the suspect.
Oh, so it was off-duty Border Patrol.
No, it says, according to the report by the New York Times, it was, it said, which the Newsweek article cites the guy, Alberto, butchered that name, Pete Alberto, rushed to the school with a borrowed shotgun and, working with officers, helped evacuate children. But neither the article said Alberto was the one who shot and killed Salvador Ramos, the 18-year-old gunman. And, law enforcement credited a tactical team for that, and they did not name the people involved.
I want to know if those photos that were circulating around Twitter of the shooter, you say Ramirez?
Salvador Ramos?
Ramos, yeah. I want to know if, because people were posting a bunch of photos of, like, saying he was trans or, like, and he was standing in front of one of those, like, pansexual flags. I didn't know if any of that was, like, true or not.
Who cares? It was a bad person.
He's evil. That's what I said. And then you had a bunch of my other buddies who are also on the right.
That's all that matters. Just
like, yeah, fucking, this is a big play for right-wing America because this person was obviously a leftist. I'm like, dude, 19 kids just got shot in your
back. Yeah, nobody cares,
bro. On
social
media. I'm like, no one gives a shit.
You sitting here really trying to make that political? Like, that's stupid. Oh, Uvalde CISD police chief Pete Arredondo, the idiot chief, is placed on leave.
Good. Fuck that.
That was as of 2 days ago. The Texas Tribune reported that.
Now, both sides were doing way too much to capitalize off of a tragedy. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, dude, I
like all these right-wing like TikTokers are just like, they're trying to capitalize off this. I'm like, you're technically doing that right now.
Literally. And the anti-gun stuff coming out of this too is crazy. It's absolutely bananas. If you're new here, Tristan and I love our guns. We love America, but we love our guns. Yeah. I'm not going to pull mine out. However,
100 round drum mag.
60. You're just 40 shy there, but however,
sounds like a bitch.
Really?
This holds 28 plus 12 and 5.56 by 839 Desert Eagle rounds. It's hollow point incendiary explosives. And I got it without a background check.
I bought it at a gun show.
That's pretty much what liberals think about getting a gun. They're just like, yeah, that's the process.
Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted.
This can opener does more harm than...
Dude, the anti-gun stuff coming out is ridiculous from this. It's like, we always talk about anti-gun stuff on this podcast, but it's like, we need to do something to stop them from killing our kids. Bro, like what? Because at the end of the day, even if this guy didn't have a gun, let's say he had a knife, they left the freaking back door unlocked. And walk in there, start stabbing people. You know what I mean? It's that you can make a homemade bomb and walk in there through the unlocked back door, throw it in a classroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's stupid.
You could have thrown gasoline and styrofoam into a little pot and then lit it and put it in the ventilation system.
What would that be, Tristan?
Science. I don't fucking know. Plead the fifth.
Yeah.
No, yeah, all this gun shit coming out of this. And there was a big thing, too. I think it was not related to this, but it was a gun thing with the Supreme Court. I think they ruled that you don't need a permit to conceal carry a handgun now.
I didn't think that was a thing.
Hmm?
I thought they were talking about doing that. I didn't think that was a...
Well, maybe talking about it. I just know it was a thing with the Supreme Court.
This constitutional carry... Let's see. SCOTUS constitutional right to carry. Supreme Court says Constitution protects right to carry gun outside the home. Okay. Yeah. Supreme Court
Supreme Court allows the carrying of firearms in major in public in major victory for gun rights groups. Well, we're taking some dubs, son.
Yeah, so is that, I'm guessing that's an insinuation of being allowed to open.
Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the Constitution provides a right to carry a gun outside the home, issuing a major decision on the meaning of the Second Amendment. The 6-3 ruling, imagine being the three that voted against it, was the court's second important decision on the right to keep and bear arms. In a landmark 2008 decision, the court had said for the first time that the amendment safeguards a person's right to possess firearms. Although the decision was limited to keeping guns at home for self-defense, I'm really not learning anything new from this article. Ducking the issue implied the second. Okay, so I guess you just have the right to take it outside with you. I don't know.
I'm thinking it's without a permit, or they were talking
about. Well, you know what? Some states don't allow open carry. Now that I think about it.
Oh yeah, it's true.
I wonder if that's that.
We're in the South. It doesn't.
Who knows? I've never been in a state that doesn't allow open carry. So
Oregon does.
I mean, I've been in one. I've never lived in one.
Oregon does, but they haven't gotten constitutional. I don't think they ever will. But I was able to carry my handgun on me open carry at 18, but I still never open carried it. I concealed it because that's just dumb, in my opinion. No offense to anyone that likes to open carry.
Sounds like you did something illegal. Like, that's what that sounds like.
Dude, I commit like 5 felonies a day. I don't know what to tell
you. Dude, open carry is kind of like, you kind of walk it in there like, oh, look what I got. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, I used to do that when I was 18 too. I thought it made me look like a badass. And then I turned fucking 19. I'm like, yeah, this sucks. I'm like,
I feel like it's scary to not know. I feel like it's scary to not know what people have. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like old heads I see open carrying, like, it's like, grandpas.
That guy, that loser's carrying a Ruger 22. You're a loser.
But it's just like, I don't know. Once I turned 19 and after I was in Colorado, I'm like, I don't really want to open carry. I feel like it makes me look kind of corny.
Yeah, you do.
You got motherfuckers carrying like 44 magnums with a 6-inch, like a 44 bowl on their hip.
Yeah.
And they weigh all like 115 pounds and they just look goofy as shit.
Carrying that big iron.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're not Marty Robbins, bro. Like, calm down.
I've seen a couple. I had a buddy who used to open carry, and I was like, why do you do that? And he goes, for protection, and that way nobody will mess with me. I was like, bro, they're just going to wait. Like, they're just going to wait for you to leave or when you're not paying attention. They know you're armed.
One of my buddies was so, like, animate about concealed carrying. We were hunting. I'm like, hey, where's your handgun? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, it's tucked behind my back. I'm like, why? He's just like, concealed carry, man. I'm like, dude, we're 10 miles into the fucking wilderness. Why do you feel the need?
Why is it behind your back? You know how much time that's going to take to go all the way back there? I mean,
I conceal carry around my back sometimes, but majority of the time, I just fucking boink. Boink that Venus. I still do it, but it scares the shit out of me because I know my gun's not gonna go off and like make me a woman. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, eh, it might.
You're already a woman.
I'm a fart the wrong way, and it's just
no. But okay. The big debate that you and I have seen, getting back on topic, you and I have both responded to these people on social media. Is the like you see it? Another giant push of it now is the founding fathers only intended for the right to bear arms to mean muskets.
See, that's one of those things that's just like, dude, motherfucker, they made boats.
It says arms
better.
It doesn't say muskets. That means cannons and swords and battle axes. And
but what I'm getting at is there is just so much progression going on there with inventions. You can't think that they honestly thought they were going to keep muskets for 300 years.
There's no way.
And everyone also like on there now, all these leftists are like, oh yeah, we don't need people to have military weaponry. And I'm not even getting into the fact that an AR is not an assault rifle. I'm just getting into the broad fact, the generalization.
Military grade sucks.
Military grade sucks. But if you want to use a generalization of what the military uses, we use semi-auto, we use automatics, we use bolt action, we use handguns, we use pump and semi-auto shotguns. Like, What does that bring us? That brings us down to revolvers and bows and, like, muzzle loaders.
Some redneck during the Boogaloo. Hey, Scooter, watch this. I'm finna lace this sucker right up this army gather rectum.
Exactly. But it's just like...
Can you imagine you try to raid people during the Boogaloo and you roll up some redneck's house and all you, the last thing you just hear is, meh.
He's up in a tree stand
he's running, chase him down.
He's up in a tree stand above his fireplace.
I got him.
He's got a fucking like elk bugle going on.
Oh man. No. Okay.
I don't look like no 6-point buck, brother. What the fuck is it?
What was the other thing, too, that these people were saying, though, back to muskets, is, like, it took them 2 minutes to reload?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, this is what they meant. It took them 2 minutes to reload.
No, it didn't.
Like, 2 to 3 minutes to reload. I saw that video that you're talking about. I'm sitting there. I think it was, who did it? Conscience Lee's.
Yeah, but I'm talking more about that. The article he was using, bro, in the background.
But, I don't know.
2 to 3 minutes to reload.
Thing I put on my story, I'm just like, if you're only shooting 30 to 45 bullets.
What he said? No, it was like 20 to 40 rounds a minute or something like
it,
that.
It was 20 to 45 rounds a minute. I put on my story, that's I'm like, cute. If you're only shooting that that's in a cute. Minute, bro, I'm like, you need to bump those numbers up.
That's
I
cute.
Laugh in an FRT trigger. That shit goes away in 8 seconds.
That's cute, yeah. And it's if you're good, your grouping will stay. What's an FRT?
Forced
reset. What's an FRT?
I meant
what is
NFT?
An FRT? I don't know.
NFT.
What, yeah,
you
NFT.
Know, like, you know, like the
Bored Ape Yacht
Bitcoin.
Club. It's not an NFT, Tristan. You're
what's
an
NFT?
I don't know. Non-fundable token. We're getting so off topic it hurts.
Non-fundable token.
Non-fundable token. Anyway. I love, again, we said this last time, is I love the attack on AR-15s because you're completely neglecting, like, every single other style of rifle.
Like the analogy I make in every gun video we make.
Laughs in 30-06 and 308.
Or the Mini 14, that's literally the same exact rifle. It just doesn't look scary.
Laughs in 50 BMG.
That's the thing, bro. It's just like, yeah, they're attacking the AR-15 platform, and then there's some people that I've seen videos of, they're attacking not the AR-15 platform, but they're attacking the 5.56 cartridge.
That's cute.
And I'm sitting here, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I have rounds that would go through you, go through the three feds behind you, and nail a dog across the street. The 5.56 is a glorified rodent round. It's a 22.
You know what's funny? Is the most popular rifle in the world is not even an AR-15.
What is it, like an M77?
AK.
AKs, I always shit on AKs just because I'm like, I love my ARs, my AR-10.
They're very durable.
The AK, my buddy and I were always in this feud about, like, what's better. And it's one of my friends from the military. And he dropped his AK. And he had a Russian AK.
Yeah.
He dropped it in the mud, smeared it around, opened the bolt, took the magazine out, put a bunch of mud in the magazine, put it back in, racked it, and fired the whole entire magazine. And I'm sitting there just like, well, I can't really... I'm not going to do that with mine because I have a Gucci rifle. And
my darling right here. She only sees like, the sun like 3 hours a day. Not
like,
mess up
my rifle is literally the equivalent of a pavement princess truck. Like yeah, it's dirty, but I ain't going to throw that bitch in mud, smear it around, and shoot it again. But...
Like Brandon Herrera's joke about AK guys, like the video of like him versus AR guys. He built that. Anyway, like, I've literally seen guys pull up to the range with AKs, and they just, like, as soon as they're done shooting, they'll be like, all right, we're going to head back. Like, take some magazines out, make sure it's clear, toss the sucker just in the back of the truck. And I'm just like...
I made that video of just, like, making fun of... I think you saw it. I was making fun of the gear snobs. I'm like, the dude in Ranger Pioneers with a chest rig and an outdated AK is going to outshoot.
Bro, you
that's
said,
not a lie, bro.
Yeah. Some rednecks, again, some rednecks going to pull up there in, like, T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, cut off flannel.
You're struggling. Under it, you're struggling shorts. To hit something from like 20 yards away. He's over there smacking him about 300 yards away with a 22 and a crossbow. Like, all while drinking a Mountain Dew and smoking Marlboro Red shorts.
Fucking rednecks ain't no damn joke. If there's one demographic of people in the United States that knows anything about what we would consider modern day guerrilla warfare, it'd be a redneck, bro.
Bro, because we'd be staying up in the trees and you can't see us.
Exactly.
We'd be so still.
When I was walking through some private land when I was hunting last year here, when I'd like just moved here and I was just looking at the land, I was walking through. Fucking same thing. Dude was up in the tree and I was looking around. I didn't see him at all. And I walk like under him. I'm about like 20 yards away and I hear.
Yeah.
Marr. I look up and he's like, go that way. I'm like, all right, cool. But because like I heard the call, but I'm like, okay, I heard it. That was at least 15 feet above me.
Can I confirm it?
Now? I'm sitting there just like, bro, if I turn around and there's a buck in a tree, bro.
Which there might be. Can't be surprised by some of the things you see out in the woods. Can't be. Can't do it.
Dude, hunting here sucks. Anyways, off topic.
I don't know if guns are going anywhere, to be honest with you, though. Because, to your point, they're talking about doing, like, 10-round magazines. You don't need 30-round magazines. Okay, what are you going to do? You going to go door-to-door to make sure everyone turns in their 30-round and up magazines?
There's more people.
Paid 100.
People are so stubborn, they're more willing to die for the 30-round magazines than let a Fed come to their door and ask.
Paid in the hundreds of dollars for this 60-round drone? I'm not just going to hand you that, bro. That's a lot of money.
There was a city I saw on, I think, Twitter, and they're doing like a police buyback. It was like buyback for fucking gas or something. Yeah. And I was like, and there was guns like in the bin. I'm like, they totally put those there from the evidence locker. Ain't no fucking way. Like, that's got to be propaganda.
They? Like, what were they, though? What type?
You know, the guns in there, like, most of them are all, like, Woodstock shit, and I'm thinking, like, there's no way.
No, you know what it is somebody who has a hand-me-down.
Oh, like, yeah, they inherited that shit.
Yep, and they don't shoot it or they don't know anything about it, so, like, sure, yeah, I'll just turn this in.
We'll buy this gun off you. Is that an original M77? We'll give you a tank of gas.
Is that the first generation Mosin?
Is that a Mauser? Shit. Is that an M249? Two tanks of gas, brother. Automatic, too? We got to book you and take you in, but we'll give you two tanks of gas in 2 years once you get
out. Hey, look, you're going to jail, but it's pretty cool.
It's like, yeah, shit, Scooter.
No, yeah, no, it's cool, but you ain't getting out.
In high school, I'm going to send you a video. Our buddies made a 22 out of a bottle jack. Yeah.
That's illegal.
Oh, it's super illegal. It was fucking hilarious because we were out there and I had all my guns and my buddies had his and we're out there shooting. My buddy pulls this out. He's like, yeah, you should shoot this. I'm like, I use this to jack up my car, bro. I'm like, I don't know the fuck. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with a bottle jack? He's like, nah, there's a little lever right here and you pull it back.
Say, oh, you think you're robbing this tire shop? Bam!
Exactly. I was send you that video, bro. That shit's hella funny. I was like, there ain't no way that this works. And it worked. It was accurate as hell, too, velocity? At like 50 yards. Yeah.
How big was the barrel? The barrel, like, you know, the exit?
So it was chambered down at the bottom of bottle jack, and it was about like, I'll say like, it was only like a 6-inch barrel.
Huh. I have a ghost.
Yeah, I just saw that shit. Is that your dog? Ghost.
My dog will be joining me.
What's up,
Puto? Little Bo Cephas. Come here, buddy.
Done eating carpet.
Yeah, he's getting over that.
You take after your dad.
Yeah. Hey, shut up. Oh, you're going to be on the internet now.
I brought presents.
What's up, dude?
What's up, pup? See ya. Bye. Hey, little Bobo. Little Bo Cephas, if you're not watching, he's just a little pit bull lab Sharpei mix. He's got a brindle, but, like, it's long hair. It's not, you know, brindles are typically short hair. Mm-hmm. He's got long hair, Brendel. It's awesome. He's not going to be that big, but it's fine.
I'm getting a Doberman off my buddy when he breeds his, and I'm debating because I really don't want to have to feed three dogs in this market.
Doberman are just skinny Rottweilers. Prove me wrong.
Dobermans are skinny Rottweilers?
Yeah, that's all they are. They're just real skinny Rottweilers.
Oh, no, his Doberman's like 140 pounds.
You're still not proving me wrong. Same color. I mean, come on. Same coat.
I told him because he has two reds.
Yeah.
Completely rust. And I told him because he's like, yeah, if I get litter, I want you to have one. I'm like, I'm down. But since I already have two dogs, I'm only going to take an all-black Doberman. All black, no rust color. And it's more likely that he'll get one of those because they're both reds. They're not like the common color of black and rust. But
right.
I'm like, the only way I'm taking one is if you get one of those. I'm like, I will take that immediately.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting him a brother.
Do it. That's why I got Aspen for Bubba.
It's either going to be a Cane Corso or a Bully, which aren't great. Because, I mean, they're great dogs, but they're like $1,500 to $1,000, $1,500 a piece for a puppy.
And Cane Corsos are more expensive than that.
Depends. There's a couple, like, that comes down to color and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know? My buddy has a couple Cane Corsos, and they're such great cool dogs.
They're great dogs.
They're beasts.
No health problem, like joint problems, really, I think. None of that stuff. They're real chill.
The bite force of an M1 Abrams running into a wall.
Yeah, I mean, but they look menacing, but they're super sweet dogs. Like, they won't do anything at all. You know,
that's how Rottweilers are. People will walk across the street when I'm walking Aspen, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, she just wants to show you her ball.
People run away from this little boy right here just because he's got a mean bark on him. But he's like, I kid you not, he's not tiny, tiny, but like he's a medium-sized dog.
Well, people brought me my new fridge today, like these, they delivered it and they installed it from Lowe's, and Aspen was in her kennel, and yeah. She barked, and it scared them. And he's just like, is she okay? I'm like, bro, she's in her kennel. I'm like, she's not getting out of there. But they're scared shitless.
She grew up, bro. Yeah, off topic, but now we're talking Aspen about dogs. Did? Yeah, man. I remember when you first got her, bro. Seven months ago?
Yeah, about a year ago. She's about massive, a year and a half. Yeah, she's huge now. She filled out too. She's stocky as fuck. She pushes Bubba over, and Bubba's
I know. She looks transgender. Pounds. If a dog can look transgender, she looks transgender.
I know. She looks like what's that? What's that one swimming bitch's name?
Leah Thomas.
Yeah, Leah Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a woman. Why do you have a bulge? I just have to ask.
Why are your shoulders so broad? Why? Exactly. Why do you have the Dorito chip body? Why?
Anyways,
back on the guns.
Are we doing guns or are we switching to row?
Well, no, so that was the transition point. Dude, you know how many signs I saw? Like, I just went through Instagram and social media, and I just tapped stories. And I saw tons of right-wing stuff for Roe v. Wade, and I saw tons of left-wing stuff. And a lot of the left-wing stuff was like, more guns have more rights than, you know, the uterus or whatever, or women's body. And I get so I'm going to be honest with you. I get so tired of this idea that, first of all, guns don't have rights because they're not people.
You have the right. Guns can vote?
Yeah. You have the right to own a gun. Yeah, you have a right to own the gun. But last time I checked, I didn't need to go get a background check to have a uterus. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be equal with guns, it's like I'm just waiting for the day where, like, you know, we're equal and whatever in rights or something. I'm like, okay, that means just because you're a woman, you need to go get a background check for concealed carrying your uterus.
That's the thing. It's just like, yeah, we need to have the same rights as guns. So you need to have a class the right
three,
to vote.
You need to have a class 3 license if you have a yeast infection.
It's a biohazard.
Oh my god!
Class 2, but you we'll figure out UTIs. Those are different.
Hazmat.
If you have the clap, that is considered a fully automatic weapon.
You need to wear mop gear,
alcohol, tobacco, and we'll call it the ATFU, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and uterus organization or whatever.
No, all the shit that I've been seeing on social media, literally all today, like, I used to do a shit ton of politics, but now I just post funny stuff, and right. I go on...
It's not that funny.
You're not that funny. I'm
fucking hilarious.
No, you're not.
Hey, the thing is, I know I'm hilarious. I don't need
anybody who thinks they're hilarious is not funny.
Yeah, but I said I know I'm hilarious.
Your jokes are stupid.
Anyway.
TikTok likes, Tristan.
Oh, yeah, totally. I bought all my 1.5 million followers and then sold them.
What happened to those 1.5 million, though? What happened to that?
I sold them.
Hey, Joe Biden, while you're stuttering, why don't you lower taxes and gas prices, please?
No, I go on, like, TikTok to see, like, the algorithm normally puts, like, funny, like, messed up, bucked up, dark jokes on my For You page, right?
Same for me.
And that's normally just because, like, the stuff I like. And everything today, for some damn reason, was just all Roe v. Wade. That's either trending. Republicans or... Yeah, I know it's trending, but normally it's not, like, literally everything besides maybe, like, 50 videos I looked at today were all about Roe v. Wade. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, dude, I don't like any political stuff. I don't even follow any political content creators anymore. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And it was just pissing me off so much because you have people on the left crying. You had people on the right celebrating. And then you had people on the right. This is what pissed me off. You had people on the right that were complaining that the leftists were crying so much about it. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, dude, what do you think Republicans do when something doesn't go their way either? I'm sitting there, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, yeah, I don't like gun laws. I fucking throw a bitch fit when gun laws are even talked about or implemented.
It's pot calling the kettle black is what it is. But being serious is literally what it is.
Yeah, but I'm like, you can't come on here and say just like, oh, they're crying because something didn't go their way. You cry when shit doesn't go your way either.
I thought it was crying all since 2020.
Exactly. Ever since Biden was elected, the Republicans have done nothing but
We have been bitching and crying. And with this Roe v. Wade thing, dude, there's been some conservative Republicans that have been showing their whole ass. Like, if I read, say, you know, somebody calling left-leaning people who are pro-abortion a satanic whore one more time, I think I was going to throw my phone in the pond. Look, I'm Christian. I am 1,000% against abortion, right? For that reason alone. I'm not going to sit there and call somebody a satanic whore. Unless they really are one. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference. But I said, I was like, bro,
that Mary bitch? Yeah.
I don't like her. I don't like her at all. And another thing, too, is they're human. Like, how is that a right, by the way? How is that a human right?
What, are you talking about, like, abortion? Abortions.
Because it's forced birth. You're forcing birth and gestation or however you say that word. And it's like, you know how you don't have to worry about that? Wear a condom, do contraceptives, or here's a novel idea, don't have sex.
Fuck.
Yeah. Or, because, dude, it's so stupid to me. This is the problem I really have with, like, let's say, because I've had people say, well, outside of a Christian worldview, why don't you like it, right? Or what do you find dumb about it? So outside of a Christian worldview, it's the stupidest thing ever because you're sitting there and you're like, you know what you're getting into. You know what the risks are. It's like going to Vegas, right, and then being mad because you lost money gambling.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the risks are. You might be able to be okay. You might make some money down in Vegas. You might not have to, you know, you might not get a girl pregnant or you might not get pregnant from a guy. But you know what the risks are. You know the chances are that that might not happen or there is a chance that, you know, you're going to lose your money in Vegas or you're going to get pregnant.
That's the other thing, too. It's just, it's a mute argument between two parties because the right is mainly, most of their backing is mainly religious.
Right.
And the left is mainly their version of human rights, quote unquote. Like, for me, it's just like, I'm not Christian. I'm a theist, but I don't
like abortion. That's not your body. Like, that's not your body.
Yeah.
It's literally not your body. It's a second body growing inside of you.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But I don't like it. I don't like abortion. And my main reason right now, especially over the last couple years, is solely due to the fact that women like to portray on social media and just portray in their normal day-to-day life that it is a form of birth control. And that is most absolutely not a form of birth control. They have actual birth control. If you want to, like, fuck without a condom. What's that?
It's the only. It's one of the only life choices that has a mulligan. You know what a mulligan is?
I do not.
So it's like a golf term. It just means like a do-over. Or a whoopsies, yeah, yeah. I messed up. Let's race that off the scorecard.
It's a respawn. Yeah,
let's race that off the scorecard. So it's like, you could shoot somebody. I can't say whoopsies, let me take that back. You know what I mean? You go carjack somebody. You can go hit somebody while you're drunk.
You
kill somebody in a car while because you're drunk driving. Can't do a mulligan on that one. This is like the only thing where it's like you made a grown-up decision that you knew the risks were. Like getting in a car while you're drunk. You might be drunk, and so you're like, oh, I'm not all there. But you know what the risks are. You know what I mean? You didn't set up something. You knew what the risks were. You're not getting a second chance on that. This is like one of those only things where you had an option for a second chance.
Well, and for me, it's one of those things. It's like I get fixing mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be getting an abortion every time that you get pregnant from having sex and not using protection – that's you using it as birth control.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous to me. And I don't normally talk about abortion, like, especially like I used to when I was doing politics. But the main reason why I don't talk about it is solely due to the fact that and a lot of people say it's insensitive. I don't care. It doesn't pertain to me. Like, honestly, I do not give a shit because it's not something I have to deal with personally. And then I also don't voice it on social media because my whole family is liberal. And I know I don't care about most of my family. But my mom and my sister is like the two that it's like, okay, it's like they're very anime on that. I'm not going to put it on social media because everyone sends my shit to my family.
Yeah.
Your son's a racist. My mom's like, I know. No, I'm just kidding. those things. It's just like, I don't know.
Where was your dad, like, Tristan?
Taking a dirt nap, brother. Shit.
Well, that explains a lot.
It's one of those things. It's just like, it doesn't pertain to me, so I don't really care. And that, I don't know why people say I'm insensitive for that. It's like, you can't win, right? I don't want to partake in a conversation about it because it doesn't pertain to me. But then I'm automatically also a bad guy because I'm not partaking in the conversation. Because you don't want to choose.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so dumb because I can like or I can not like abortion. That doesn't mean that I hate people that get abortions. Or like, that doesn't mean I hate people that are for abortion. I just don't agree with it personally.
I'm 100% pro-life. And there's no buts for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say I'm pro-life, but like I'm 3,000%. You know what I mean? That's I'm like all in pro-life. I'm
pro-gun, but...
Yeah, but anyway, like, I posted one thing on social media about it, or like I reshared an Instagram story. You know how you put a post on a story? Mm-hmm. On your story. I did that, and it wasn't even like saying, haha, you know, Roe v. Wade's been overturned. It was literally like, I'll read it. It was a good post. I liked it. That's why I put on my story. It said, our work is just starting. We must help and support moms, dads, and babies. Love them all, and in doing so, making abortion unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that because I wasn't saying like in your face, you know what I mean? We won, or oh my gosh, let's burn everything down because we lost. You know, I like that.
So many people posting that shit.
Yeah. Anyway, like,
I don't know. One of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard from the left when it comes to abortion. You guys are pro-life, but you guys kill deer. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't eat babies, bro. I eat deer. It's different.
So, fair point. I was just opening my, you know, my story to read that post. And, like, it says somebody liked my... So, apparently some fitness influencer just liked my Instagram story. Fitness influencer just liked my Instagram story. And I have no idea who this is. So, this is really weird. She's, like, almost 500,000 followers on Instagram. Whatever, that doesn't matter. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, they can't kill babies anymore, and they're crying about it.
Yeah.
The one thing that gets me is from the religious standpoint. Okay, so I don't know if you've ever heard of Pastor Locke at all on social media.
I feel like I know the name.
He probably do. He's like the big, like, in all honesty, he got his start from being like, you know, real Christians are Republicans and you know, just politicizing religion is basically what, I'm going to be honest with you. I like some of the stuff the guy says, and he probably is a good guy. I don't know. I've never met him, but like his big thing is he's like this big MAGA preacher, like a, you know, pastor.
I saw a video of a preacher talking about politics inside of his church. I don't know if it was him, but the guy was like telling his church, the congregation is like, if you're a liberal, get out of my fucking congregation. I'm like, that's,
I don't remember if that's him, but he said some pretty stuff. I'm like, bro, like it just preach from the freaking Bible, bro. You don't need to add all that stuff in. Anyway, that's not the point. He put up a post where, like, I don't know if you ever heard of K Love. Have you ever heard of K Love?
K Love.
It's a radio station. It's a big nationwide radio station. It's
like a porn star.
Well, it's quite the opposite. They play Christian music.
Still sounds like a porn star.
Anyway, they're a big Christian radio station. Like I said, nationwide. They didn't post anything about Roe v. Wade. Like they didn't even say anything. They didn't say, oh man, we're gonna pray for all these people. They didn't say, oh man, we won. And this dude, this pastor dude who's got like 270,000 followers on Instagram and maybe some big number on TikTok, who cares? Nobody cares. Goes, K Love didn't like put anything up. You know what I mean? It's like no response. Hey K Love, if you're a real Christian, you'd put like, hey, glory to God, post about it. It's like, no, you don't have to.
But also, that's the other thing. So many of these guys care about separation of church and state. Why are they using like their platform to post this shit?
Hold on, let me figure this.
Tell me if I'm sounding dumb, but I feel like that just goes against everything.
No, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I guess. But at the same time, like, I get what you're saying. Now, politics and religion can intertwine. And for me, my decisions politically, a lot of it relies on my morals, which my morals come from my religion.
Yeah,
you know. Yes. Now, here it is. So this guy, Pastor Greg Locke, said, hey, K-Love, people would like to know why you guys have not made one single comment. One single comment was all in all caps of celebration over the Roe v. Wade victory. Your silence is deafening.
Like, that sounds stupid to me.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're a Christian radio station. You should already know what they would say. Who cares if they post something about it or not? They're not in politics. Their job is to play gospel and Christian music over the radio.
They're not us. They don't talk about politics.
No, and not everybody has to talk about politics, and this is why I hate it. And like it, dude. Oh my God, I hate this so much. It's either you're with us or you're against us. And if you're with us, you have to do this, 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 and this. You have to do all this. You can't just agree with something.
You're not with us.
Exactly. It's you're not part of us, bro. Like I thought I left high school and elementary school and middle school where like you there was the different lunch tables and stuff you had to sit up. It got worse.
It gets worse as you grow up.
It literally gets worse.
But worse. It's just more mature topics, but the same bullshit as high school.
I can't stand this, bro. I genuinely can't.
Like you can't sit with us. Well, I didn't want to. Good.
Yeah, bro, if you ever wonder why me and like Tristan makes dark jokes and I mean I still kind of make political content. I just make commentary really now, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
like it's because we don't like this. I mean, we like it, but not to the extent of how much we used to talk about. This is what this is for. Yeah, this is what this podcast is for. It's to have discussions and talk about stuff, make jokes, go on random tangents, and stick most of our politics into however long we decide to record an episode for.
Exactly.
Like, if I'm sitting here, like, at the end of the day, I can see why people leave the Republican Party or why they leave, you know, like, mostly the Republican Party, if we're being completely honest, because they get isolated, because they get called a liberal, you know what I mean? It's the same thing, actually, now I'm thinking about it with the left, but, like, these people switch parties all the time because you start getting caught, and, like,
that's I guarantee you will get... people are going towards, like, the Libertarian or Neutral Party. I don't want to say Libertarian, but most of them are becoming moderate. They're not going from left to right or right to left. They're going to just the middle.
Since we started our, you know, restarted this and did our first episode, I haven't heard from certain people. If you know what I'm talking about.
I don't talk to people.
Well,
I mean,
no,
I can't
like,
say KGB didn't reach out to me. I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow.
Well, I like those guys. But I'm talking about other people, and it's just, you're sitting there and you're like,
I'm not surprised, bro. Like, you get alienated. It's like, yeah, I agree with, hey, you know what? I agree with what you said there, and I agree with what you said there. But I don't really like that, you know. But, hey, two out of the three, man, we agree. No, you're not, you know, you're a liberal, you're a libtard, or you're alt-right. It's like, no, yeah,
I've been called,
I'm not.
I've been called a liberal just because I don't speak out on abortion, mainly because I have a job that doesn't revolve around politics. But people are just like, are you a liberal? You don't talk about abortion at all. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm right-wing. I don't really give a shit about abortion. And they think that that is like, oh my God, he agrees with abortion. He is a backer of Planned Parenthood. I'm like, no, I just don't talk about it.
You don't have to talk about everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to go also, because of the woman in my life, I'm not going to go out of my way to speak about something knowing that it can cause some sort of argument in my personal life with my family members. Like, I'm not going to do that just to please random people on the internet. It's so dumb.
I can be happy with a decision when it comes to like something like that, and I don't have to post about it.
Exactly.
But I'm happy with the decision, but do I really need to share it with the world? No, you don't. You don't. You genuinely don't. One of the reasons I don't sometimes on my main, like, my Instagram is because, like, I got friends in there that don't agree with me politically whatsoever. I mean, not even close, Tristan. But I still am friends with them, and I still associate with them, and I still talk to them. And I'm not going to do something that's just going to drive a wedge between them. They already know where I stand. You know, they already know where I'm at politically. I'm not going to post something on there, and they're, you know, they have their own opinions. Because, by the way, need I remind you, you might think you're completely right in your way of thinking, but then that guy over there who's left-leaning thinks he's completely right as well. So you're not going to get anywhere on that, boss.
That's the other thing that annoys the absolute hell out of me with social media and, like, politics. You have all these people that will come on social media. I don't know what they're trying to do. They're just like, yeah, I had to drop this and that. I had to drop these friends because they're liberals. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, you don't have to drop anyone. I'm still friends with liberals, and some liberals have dropped me just because of my beliefs. Cool, I don't care. My sister is a crystal bitch that believes in astrology.
Your sister's weird.
She's weird as hell. She's
weird, yeah.
She's hippie as hell. But I still love her to death, and I'm still friends with her. I get along with her. We just stay out of politics. Your whole entire existence doesn't have to be wrapped around politics. You can still be friends with people without bringing politics into it. And they're just like, oh, well, they don't believe in what I believe in. Then don't bring it up.
Plus, the thing about it, too, is when you remove all these people who have opposing viewpoints out of your life, you're now only surrounded by people who have the same views as you. Therefore, you're not going to be able to... There's two sides to every story, bro. And even though your side might be right, you know, your side of the story actually genuinely might be true, you still want to be able to hear the other guy. You still want to be able to understand why they think the way they think. Because if you're surrounded by, for example, yes men, and no one's there to tell you no, and no one's there to pull you down to earth or, you know, provide a different perspective for you, you're not going to be a very intelligent person, to be completely frank with you. You're not going to be able to navigate this world very successfully, and you're not going to have a very well-developed mind.
Well, that's why I like being friends with my friends that are on the left, because it's like, yeah, I don't agree with what they're saying, but I, honest to God, I like listening to them. I like hearing what they have to say. I might not agree with it, and I might be able to engage in a conversation that might sway their belief. If it doesn't, cool. If it does, awesome. I just like listening to them.
Yeah.
But all these other people on the left and the right, the, I wouldn't say extremist, but the, what's the word I'm looking for? The people that are on, well, I guess I could say extremist.
They're pretty deep in it. They're deep in it.
Some of them, yeah. But they don't want to listen to either of them. And it's just so fucking dumb.
No, they're dug in. They're 100% dug in. It's and tragic. They might be dug in facing the wrong way.
Ass up, baby girl.
That's not what I'm... Okay. That's not at all what I meant. But it's sad to see sometimes. And
it's just going downhill.
I don't know how we're going to recover out of it in our lifetime, Tristan.
We're not going to. It's like
the only way I can see it within our lifetime is it gets so bad and all of a sudden you're looking at another civil war.
Next fucking election is going to be... No one's going to vote for Biden unless there's a good candidate that comes in for the Democratic Party, but I highly doubt it.
You know who I'd vote for?
Trump.
Democratic Party wise is Tulsi Gabbard. If she ran again, now there's some policies I don't like about her. You know what I mean? Big, you know. But at the end of the day, dude, like, I like her.
Like, if you had to pick one.
Yeah, if I had to pick somebody from the Democratic Party, it'd definitely be Tulsi Gabbard. Which she should come to the right, by the way, because she's
more neutral.
She's old school. She's moderate Democrat. Yeah, she's moderate Democrat. Not
a progressive Democrat.
No, she's not. I think she's got something about maybe universal basic income or, you know, like abortion or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But typical everyone Democratic.
Even on the right, you look at candidates, everyone has some policies that even though you're on the right, you're not going to fully agree with it at all. You know, look at Dan Crenshaw. He's all for, he's
not. Dude, they're crapping on that dude.
Dan Crenshaw, yeah. And here's the funny thing, right? It's like,
they're making fun of him for being a SEAL, dude. That's crazy. That's
the thing. It's like, I don't like his policies when it comes to gun laws, okay?
He's no, me neither.
He's kind of a rhino on that. You think
stop using those... stop. I'm gonna stop you right there. Don't ever use. I hate that term. He's a rhino. He's Republican by name only. No, he's a
hippopotamus on that. But but when it comes down to it, and you look at these videos, everyone's like, "Yeah, he's a sissy. He's a bitch." I'm like, dude, he's a SEAL with one eye. You might what think you that his policies. Your life? Yeah, I'm like, you might think his policies are shit. I do too. However, he is a SEAL.
He was literally been
through more shit than anyone that I know, even in the military. Well, not everyone. But the majority of the people I know in the military,
been through the shit. Out of most of the tier two units, the tier two special operations units in America, he did one of the highest ranking out of all the tier two.
Exactly. And everyone's just like, yeah, he's a bitch. I'm like, say that to his face, bro.
Literally like, say, look in his the one man could eye. Kill you with his pinky.
Yeah, I'm like, look in his one eye. That was, I don't remember what his, he had, I think he was hit by an IED or something.
He's the white Nick Fury. He's the white Nick Fury.
Yeah, what's that, fucking hell, what's that one-eyed dude off of Arrow, Deathstroke?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like him.
Bro, but you know what, so Rhino, I hate that, the Republican in name only. What is a Republican, bro? Because what you're saying isn't a Republican is actually a Republican. You're just a conservative Republican, which there is a difference. And you're sitting there, it's like, they're not really Republicans. Yes, they are. On a majority of their policies are Republican-leaning. They're still Republicans. But within, the term right-wing and Republican, you have different little subsections. You have conservatives. You have neo-Nazis. You have the neocons. You know what I mean? You have the you have nationalists. You have, whatever, the globalist Republicans, the neo-Republicans, whatever you are. But they're still Republicans, even though you don't like them. Cons. Because it's like, just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're not Republican.
That's why you and I both just say right wing.
Yep. Yep. And
because you go to some, I'm right wing. Oh, what are you?
Right wing. I vote majority Republican most of the time, but that doesn't mean that's all I will vote for my entire life. Yeah.
Shit just changes.
If you
hold yourself to one section of right wing, and then if you decide to change your beliefs a little bit, like I did when I was a hardcore conservative, and then change it up because I
started. Or lie to yourself to tell you that everything that about that subsection is correct.
Exactly. Then everyone, if you hold yourself to one subsection and you change it by an inch, everyone loses their fucking minds, and it's fucking annoying.
It's so
annoying. How could you switch up like that, bro? I haven't talked to you in 2 years, dog. I don't want to hear shit from you.
How could you switch up like that? I don't know, bro. Because they can? You still follow me. I don't know what your problem is.
That's the thing. It's just like, and whatever, it's just like, oh, unfollowed. I'm like, dude, you don't even make up 1% of my following. I do not care.
You're not even in the thousands.
Exactly. Place. And it sounds narcissistic, and I've put that in a video before, too, and my followers are like, you don't care about your followers? I'm like, not the ones that unfollow me for some statement or fucking my views.
I'm just here because I like making videos. You guys decided to follow me. I just...
I was bored one day and started making videos. It's just like,
kicked down your barrack bathroom door and just went in the mirror and thought this would be a good idea.
It was great.
Somehow it worked. It was crazy. Besides
the doxing.
Oh, the other thing, too, that I found funny, speaking of right-wing creators, is this whole, oh, my gosh, Roe v. Wade's been overturned. Yes, abortion is banned.
Well, it's not banned.
No. It just means that it's down to the state level to decide. Yep.
Everyone's just like, yeah, and I've been seeing that on the left side too. Everyone's just like, Roe v. Wade was overturned, it's banned. I'm like, no. I'm like, it's not banned as a whole. And I corrected someone on that earlier on TikTok, and they're just like, no, it's banned. I'm like, dude, look at the actual case. I'm like, it's not banned. It's just state level. I don't know.
I'm just going through social media right now, and I'm seeing people putting like, oh, look at all these abortionists. They're fat and stuff like this. I'm like, you're acting like we don't have unhealthy people in the right wing. You have almost all the rednecks. I'm going to be honest with you. We ain't the healthiest people in the world. I'm not even talking about being fat, but I'm just talking about just healthy.
Fucking moonshine in Copenhagen.
Yep. I don't know, bro. It's a good win, though. I'm happy that it's finally happened, you know. And maybe it'll force people to really think about
having sex.
Yeah, seriously, or like the decision, the risks that come with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I feel like when I was in high school, we definitely talked about the risks of intercourse. And one of them was, hey, you can become pregnant and your life will change. Thing. Yeah, your life will change. It was pregnancy and STDs. They were the two big things.
But the main thing that they always push in high school is pregnancy, because getting STDs in high school is less likely than getting pregnant.
I went to a school in Ohio for like a few years. Moved out there from my dad's job and immediately moved right back down to Tennessee. We had the community school, community high school, right built right onto the high school because we had a problem with that. With pregnancies and dropout. Yeah. So it's like community college, but it's for high school. It allows you to finish high school on like basically like a community college. You go in and do like a class for 2 hours a day. You can bring your kids in. You know what I mean? So yeah, it is a problem. At the end of the day, folks, you don't want to have a kid. Dad, just don't have sex. Or just think about it.
Protection.
Something. I am.
Condoms, though. Don't be that guy.
I'm against premarital sex. Again, because of my religion. But if we're being realistic here, I know not everybody's going to abide by that. So think about it. Would you go down to Vegas and slap $500 on a poker table and be, you know, again, like I said, upset that you lost all that money? You knew the risks. That's all I really got, Tristan. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's been about an hour. I don't got anything else.
That's all I got too.
We'll see y'all next week.
I gotta take a piss.
Yeah, you gonna break the seal?
I broke the seal a while ago. I just been holding that motherfucker.
So you peed your pants. You pissed your pants.
No.
You said you broke it a while ago.
Yeah. Over a toilet, bro. Okay.
We will see y'all later.
Yeah.